We are excited to have you join us for our third episode of Tap Talk. We are pleased to welcome Christina Zase with the Department of Veteran Affairs with us today. Service members and their families benefit from VA benefits for a variety of reasons, including buying a home, earning degrees, and starting careers, and much more. Before we begin, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media sites for a wealth of information, job opportunities, hiring events, and tips on how to succeed in your job search. Let's begin our third episode of Tap Talk by introducing Christina Zase. The information being shared today is indeed valuable, and taking notes is highly recommended.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Tap Talks. We are so excited to have you here, Christina, and really excited to have this topic. My name is Walter Hurd. I'm the director of the Army's Transition Assistance Program. So we're welcoming our audience today, and we're welcoming to our audience one of my dear friends and a great partner in this process, Christina Zase. And we're going to talk about everything the VA does. Okay, so I hope you got your notes ready, Christina. And I want to make just a couple of comments to the folks listening. If you have a question or a comment, write it down in our chat, and we'll try to address it here or elsewhere. But I do want to welcome the VA expert to this. I'll give a little background about kind of what we're doing and where we're going. Then I've got a couple of questions for you, Christina, that I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on. So, as you know, every year, 100,000 soldiers take off their Army uniform and put on a civilian variant as they transition off of active duty. That's about the same number, by the way, as the Department of Defense, everybody else added up, is about the size of the U.S. Army. That's a point I try to make as often as possible with my colleagues in the other services. So this transition assistance program is what's called an interagency program. So all members of the president's cabinet have a piece of it. The Department of Defense and Services, of course, have a big piece. We also partner with the Veterans Administration. We're going to hear about that today. Department of Labor, Small Business Administration, Department of Education, even the Department of Agriculture, you name it, all have a piece of helping some 200 or so thousand service members every year go back home. So as we look across the Army's TAP program and all the different little pieces, resumes and budgets and MOS gap analysis and individual assessments and then long-term capstone roll-up, the number one most popular thing that soldiers sign up for and listen to is this one-day class that we call Veterans Administration Benefit. So that's really kind of what I want to talk to you about, Christina, and hear your expertise more than talking to you. But we're excited to have Christina Vase here with us. She represents the Veterans Administration on this interagency work group with all the various cats and dogs, and to try to move this process in a way to help more soldiers and to help soldiers more. Those are two separate things. So we're excited to have you here. Christina, what do you think is the reason? Why is it that the VA benefits brief is the most popular? I mean, there's a bunch of great stuff in TAP. Budgets, resumes, you name it. What do you think drives soldiers to your class and your interaction more than anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to thank Walter. And first of all, thanks for having me today. This is a really great opportunity to get our message out and hopefully share some more information with soldiers that are watching today and anybody else, to tell you the truth, because our program is for all service members that are exiting. Just like you said, besides the Army, there is about 200,000 total that go out a year. And we try and provide that information. And I think the reason why it is so helpful is because we're the next step. right? So after you leave the service, the VA is there to support and provide services and benefits for everyone. We have tons of programs, and I shouldn't say tons, a variety of programs in different life domains, if you will, that offer opportunity for disability compensation, fiduciary, education, home loan, everything, which we can talk about a little bit more. But really, we are there to provide a service for service members that transition afterwards.
Yeah, and that's a great, you know, something just hit me fairly recently. I'd never really done the math, but if you look at any veteran, any service, I guess, and the amount of time we spend in uniform is very small compared to the amount of time we spend as veterans. Even for a retiree who spent a quarter of a century in uniform, with any luck, knock on wood, I'll spend more than a quarter of a century as a veteran. And that's certainly the case with most of our soldiers who spend just a tour or two. So what are some of the things that the VA can offer those veterans for, frankly, the majority of their life, really, from maybe a fairly young age, 25, 30, to a really old age? So what are just some of the things, Christina, that you guys talk about in your benefits class that soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines can really plug into for decades?
Yep. So I'll give you a snapshot of some of the variety of the programs. And like you said, it covers the length of it, right? So a lot of folks forget that even when they first sign up, you have a connection with the VA. And a lot of times that first connection is through the service members group life insurance. So SGLI, mm-hmm. it's a program mm-hmm. run by the VA. And then when you talk about all the way to the end for death benefits, not a hot topic sometimes, but really it's there for the entire time from once you start all the way at the ultimate end. But in between all of those things, some of the programs that I briefly touched on earlier is the disability compensation program. So a lot of folks know that as getting your service-connected disability, and it's the monthly monetary benefit for disabilities, disease, and injuries that have been occurred or aggravated while on active duty. We also have a pension program, and that's a needs-based benefit for wartime veterans and their survivors. A fiduciary program. So we can appoint fiduciaries for VA beneficiaries that are unable to manage their benefits. So that could be whatever that result is. We can provide support to them. Education benefits. This is a huge one. Most people know it as GI Bill 9/11. But we have other education benefits and programs to help advance education, skills of not only veterans, but service members, veterans, families, and their survivors. We do home loan, right? That's a home loan you can get as an active duty service member for veterans and families to obtain, redeem, adapt, or refinance your home. We have things in the employment space, veteran readiness and employment. A lot of people know it as VRNE. It's for service members and veterans with service-connected disabilities to prepare, find, and maintain jobs. And then, of course, like I started out with the insurance program, not only SGLI, but the latest program that we have that just kicked off in January of 23 is the VA life insurance. So that's VA life, and it offers a guaranteed whole life coverage up to $40,000 for service members for veterans with service connected disabilities. So that just provides you a variety of programs that we have.
I tell you, you just listed off the top of your head probably a dozen programs that we've all maybe heard of, but certainly don't have any expertise in. So a couple of questions for you. For those of us who can't remember all that stuff, where can we go to kind of review and write down and take notes and get further data on one or two of those that might really be up my alley?
Absolutely. So I will start with the VA benefits and services course, like you were talking about the one day, right?
Yeah.
So that particular program goes over all of these programs and different subsets in each and every one of them. So underneath education, there's a lot of information that's provided on education. That could be anything from SkillBridge for PCPG, which is the I'm never going to remember it. Personalized career planning and guidance. A lot of those things are included in the one-day VA benefits and services course. And I can go over that in just a second. But the place that we like to direct a lot of folks to is va.gov. So va.gov, you can think of it as your one-stop shop to find all of this information, whether you're in the transition period now, whether you're a veteran, a spouse, family member, you name it, it's available to provide all of this information. And of course, you can also have an account through login.gov. We want to advertise that and get people in an account there. So that's our one-stop shop, va.gov.
So let me repeat that back just to make sure I got it. The vast majority of our soldiers, and I think around 90 to 95% of our transitioning soldiers, go to the VA benefits brief, okay, because they know it's important. And they go there for a day, and they learn about all these things you just listed and a bunch more. And then if they're like me, at the end of that day, they're thinking, man, I can't remember all that stuff, even though I took copious notes and I have a couple of handouts. So they go to va.gov. And there's a detailed kind of description and connection of all those things. Now, do they have to have somehow, they can still do that research while they're in uniform. Do they have to log in or give any kind of passwords or anything just to find out the basic nuts and bolts about those programs that you listed?
Nope, it's all available. And I think it's also available on tapevents.mil, okay. The transition assistance program website that you have. We have a multitude of courses that go into that. So I don't know if it's easier for me to talk about a lot of what's going on in the VA benefits one day course and then talk about some of those supporting programs that support it. That, yeah, I said that a few times, but on TAP events, there's also what we call military lifecycle modules, and we have 13 of them. So in addition to the VA one-day course, which I'll talk about how it's broken out in modulars and what we cover, it's a lot of what we're talking about here, but it is a good chunk of information, but it guides you to where to go to find out more specifics. So the military lifecycle modules, they go into parts that might be of interest to you. So for instance, we have a reserve component dual payments lifecycle module. We have social and emotional health resources, survivor and casualty assistance. We do have a VA benefits 101, which gives an overview of everything that we talk about in the one-day course. We have one that's specific to education benefits, home loan, life insurance. Talk about vet centers. That way that folks can go and seek assistance from vet centers and what vet centers provide. And that's available to service members and veterans. Community integration resources. So that's everything that you might find out in the community, state, local, veteran service organizations, that kind of information. VA education and training benefits for spouses and dependents. So that one's specifically for spouses and dependents. We have one on mental health for families, compensation, and then we just issued one out for other than honorable discharge. So that's a lot of information for folks that are leaving under those circumstances and what is available to them. A lot of times we think that, oh, you're done. But, you know, here's something that you can really dive into and understand the capabilities. And we have three more coming out. So I'll give a quick shout out for those.
Yeah.
We have one that's coming out for Reserve Component and National Guard. That one we expect to come out in January 24. We have one for LGBTQ community, LGBTQ plus community. Let me correct that. January 2024. And then we have a commander and senior advisor one coming out. What we've heard a lot of feedback from is that a lot of commanders and senior leaders, they haven't gone through transition, right? So how do we teach them and inform them of what folks need to know about transition so that way they can be that senior leader for service members that are exiting?
That's great. I'm really excited about that one. I want to see that when it comes out. In a minute, I'm going to ask you off the top of your head to list maybe the top two or three or four kind of benefits that most used by soldiers and service members post-transition. So chew on that. And you listed several that I've used, but I never really connected the dots back to the VA. I had SGLI like all of my military peers. 2 million today in uniform. It used SGLI and I used it for a long time and now a civilian variant. And I never really realized that was a VA thing. So that's obviously hugely popular. And then the GI Bill, of course, which is a VA benefit. Right. And that really changes an individual and a family in our country. I'll give you two very quick kind of personal vignettes. I'm a sixth generation soldier. Some of you may have heard more than you want, but both my father and my father-in-law served in World War II for, you know, kind of three, four years. And they both came home and finished college on the GI Bill. And then that started the whole next generation and good things. And that was a VA benefit. They were with 10 million of their best friends who did a, you know, kind of a similar thing, many of them, that really started that greatest generation into the up on plane that my generation and younger generations are enjoying today. So just can't say enough about the great benefits. What do you think, Christina, what are the top, I don't know, two, three, four benefits that you see soldiers really, really digging into and really using out of all the things you all do?
Yeah, I think, well, one of the big ones is the disability compensation program. So that's a big highlight. I would say home loan program is one of the other ones. Mm-hmm. Veteran readiness and employment. So a lot of programs that fall underneath that, which of course is the GI Bill and the post 9/11 GI Bill. So education.
Those are good. The home loan, you can actually use that while you're on active duty, yes. Can't you?
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
So if you're still in uniform and you're buying a house, because you move every couple of years, you can use the VA home loan. But the other ones, you have to be a no kidding DD-214 holding veteran, right?
Yes, some of them, absolutely. So disability compensation is right of what people say, right of the DD-214, some of the right. Pension programs, fiduciary, education, not necessarily home loan, not necessarily VRNE has opportunity, some other education stuff that goes on for service members that are still on active duty. And then of course, SGLIs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and a lot of those also include family members and survivors. So really trying to dig into it and understanding, you know, the whole family and what their needs are and what your needs are and how they can be supported by the VA as well.
Right. Let me ask you another question, kind of off the top of your head. As you look out over a veteran's lifestyle from the day they got to 214 until the end, do they typically get real involved in the VA right away, or do they kind of wait until maybe they're older and things start to wear out and break down? Or is it a little bit of both?
Yeah, I tell you, I wish that everybody got involved much earlier, right? Hmm. So you're, like I said before, the relationship starts at a very young age when you first enlist or join the Army or whatever service through the SGLI, and really kind of understanding the programs that go along with that. How do we get in front of this? And a lot of times we always talk about how do we communicate learning about the VA before you're 6 months out, before you're mandated 365 days out, and definitely before you become a veteran and leave the service and then 5-10 years down the road. And everybody has their different timelines. But part of the reason why we develop some of these military life cycle modules and these little 45-minute to 60-minute increments, and we have them on TAP events and we have them posted on VA.gov, is so people can start learning about service members can start learning about what the VA provides. You might not be able to get disability compensation until after you leave, but really understanding, you know, what it is that you need to make sure that your medical records are put together, that you attend your appointments, you make sure all of that information and being able to understand after you separate those kinds of things just helps you prepare early on for that. And so we do advise folks not only to go and take some of those courses, but get into TAP as soon as possible and do it multiple times. You know, it's just you might be thinking you want the GI Bill a year out, but then maybe you decide change your mind. So
it sounds like the one of the mantras that we use, go early and go often, mm-hmm. for TAP, it is really equally true for you, except over an entire lifetime. So whereas maybe a lot of people, and I'm just kind of guessing, a lot of veterans wait until they're, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old before they really get into the VA system. But if you start it early, you just learn and get to use more of those benefits for the several years before you're that age. I know I've seen a lot of veterans myself who never, my father's a great example, never walked into a VA center until he was probably in his mid 80s, even though he, you know, earned it and all that sort of thing. And when he did, he was like, wow, you know, I could have had a V8 almost. Mm-hmm. And so I really encourage that. Hey, here's a question for you. So we know that the younger a soldier is, the more likely they're going to go home. All right, wherever home is, the place from which they originated. Right. So explain, if there is, you have the VA, I'll show you the National VA office, and you work there, and they are represented at the interagency work group and at all the installations. But is there a local, you know, my home state, wherever that is, VA, some kind of counterpart? And if so, should I connect with them or should I connect with national? How does that all work?
Yeah, there's so many connection points, and we continue to improve that to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the service member, right? When I got out of the service, when you got out of the service, we might have handled paper, right? So how do we go about doing that? So we've got online, we're looking at different opportunities for text messages, we've got phone calls, we've got different stuff. So one of the biggest things, and I'll keep harping on va.gov, that is one thing. But within va.gov, there's also a website where we direct for state, local, and veteran service organizations, right? So you've got, at each state, there is a state director of veteran service. So each state delivers services for eligible veterans and family members and try and help unify a veteran community. And there's an organization that oversees that, and that's the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs. We call it NASDVA. And there's a website for NASDVA that you can go straight to, or if you go to va.gov, it's there. It's got a little map of the country. You can click on where you think you might be going, where you're debating on going. A lot of states offer different services for that. Some people may be able to send their kids to school for free. Some may have tax benefits. You all across the board, you know, so those are some things that you might want to put into your decision calculus. In addition to that, we also have on the va.gov and VSO accredited representative link, and where you can go and look at, no, they put it up on the screen, where you can go and find veteran service organizations that can assist. That's with claims processing, benefits delivery at discharge, and opportunity for you to submit your claim while on active duty before you leave. And that's a great program, by the way. 180 days you can submit, but please start thinking about that a year out to get all your paperwork together and ready to go. Those folks can help direct you wherever you need to go and support. And these are all free services, right? So if anybody is charging you, you take a step back and say, am I being scammed? And it is. Yeah. And so we have challenges with fraud and scammers. So please be sure all of our VSOs that support in these areas and state departments do not charge you money for support.
Boy, that's worth stomping your feet about right there. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great benefits to help soldiers and sailors, airmen, Marines through all these hurdles. And Uncle Sam, the taxpayer, we've built this mechanism, right? We've built these government functions to do that. So if somebody comes and says, hey, for just $100, I can walk you through this process, don't do it. You're getting taken to the cleaners. I'll tell you, in my case, one of these VSOs helped me with my disability claims. Mm-hmm. Started about 6 months before my actual retirement, and I was done just a month or two after, and it worked well. And as I tell anybody who will listen, probably the most thorough physical I ever had was my VA retirement physical. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I didn't expect that. I thought they'd just say, no, you look good, thanks for your service, hit the road, but very thorough. So yeah. I'm a big believer. Hey, So I guess as we get here in the last 5 minutes or so, a couple of things I want to point out. Incidentally, the career skills program that we host, similar to SkillBridge, we have a federal partnership with the VA. That's the only federal government CSP that we have, but helping train benefits advisors who can then turn right around and work in a VA center to help soldiers identify their benefits. So that's a great little way to get into the VA, kind of behind the curtain, as it were. We're excited about that. I guess the foot stomper, va.gov. va.gov. Go to the VA benefits class, pay attention, but there's no way you can remember all that stuff. You just can't. There's too many, and in a year from now or 10 years from now, you'll remember there was something about death benefit. I wasn't paying attention. What is that? You know, and then you go to va.gov and it's right there. It spells it out. Okay, that's great. So in the last couple of minutes, so what are the one or two things, Christina, that you want soldiers to really kind of burn into their brain? What's the point? What are the two or three takeaways?
Yeah, so I'm going to do one quick backup, and then and I think it's part of my takeaways, is good. We're talking about state, local benefits and everything, and I saw a pop-up that talked about VSO reps. The one takeaway is that at all of these installations, right, you have your TAP centers and whatnot, there are VA benefits advisors. A lot of them have VSO reps that are on installation that are already there. These are resources for service members that are right there. Go and talk to them. They are a wealth of information and can direct you where you need. So think of them as a, you know, air traffic controller, if you will get you where you need to go and make sure that connection is made. And let's say one of the big things that I do want to foot stomp as well is if for instance, all of that falls through and you don't remember the VA benefits and services information that we provided you in the 1 day course, if you forget va.gov, if you didn't go see a benefits advisors, we have this amazing program called VA Solid Start. And one of the things that I really want to talk to you about, and there's the phone number right there on the screen. I feel like an info commercial right now. And what VA Solid Start does, it is a connection that's made when a service member leaves the service. A VA Solid Start agent will try and contact you at 90 days, 180 days, and within a year of service, of separation. And we ask everybody that goes through our VA 1 day courses to put that number in your phone and tag it as a VA Solid Start, because we want you to take the call. What it does is at that 90 day mark, at each of those marks, we call and have a conversation and say, hey, what are you looking for? And maybe you decided that you did want to go to school. They can direct you in that. So it's really a conversation that you're going to get to have with a VA and help them get you where you want to go, because maybe things have changed. And we will keep calling you to try and inform you of all those benefits that you may have forgotten through all of those means, which is okay. That's why it's there. And they have a fantastic connection rate. It's a great program. I can't tout it enough. So if anything, if you forget all those things, please take that call. And the other thing is that we really try hard to improve our program, as DOD does, Army does. We try all the time. And the only way we can do that is by getting feedback. And we do lots of work within the interagency group to try and improve it as much as we can by getting feedback, not only from service members that are attending, but from VSOs, state representatives, from the service service leads themselves. So please, you know, when you take it, give us feedback. We want to know. We do get a 96.4 satisfaction rate on average. That's what it is right now of our program, which is great. I always like good marks, but really, I want that feedback so I can continue to help those that have transitioned and those that are coming behind you.
No, that's a great point, and I appreciate you saying that. I want to hit it home. They are constantly tweaking agendas and points and methods to get information across. So the VA course from 5 years ago is not the one today. And frankly, the one in a couple of years is going to be a different one because things change and methods change. So the foot stopper, again, because we're going to cut the clock here in a minute. But for the 100,000 soldiers and another 100,000 sailors, airmen, and Marines. If you don't remember something about VA, go to va.gov, just Google it, or go to the TAP Center and say, hey, I know there's a VA person down here. I got a question about this education thing. I wasn't paying attention. What is it? And their job is to help you with that, to help millions of veterans across this great country continue their success and continue their donating of their talents to our country. And they do a great job with it. We're lucky, so lucky today to have Christina Zace with us. Thank you so much. I will say that you know this veteran thing kind of from two perspectives, not only as a professional in the Veterans Administration, but you are a veteran and you're a current serving battalion commander in the Army Reserve. So thank you for your service, past, present, and future, in and out of uniform. Thank you very much for your time today. We're honored to have you. We appreciate what the VA does for all of us veterans and look forward to a continued partnership. Thank you very much.
Same, Walter. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to our third episode of TAP Talk. Our hope is that this show can provide valuable guidance and support as you navigate through your transition process. If you have any specific questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to your local TAP Center for assistance. Our mission at the Transition Assistance Program is to provide you with the tools and skills you need to be all you can be for a lifetime.